Hello, I am Nimja, and this is A Little Deeper. Inductions are a way to go into trance, a process where we go from a waking state into a hypnotized state, from awareness to unawareness, deeper and more relaxed. However, this process isn't on and off. You can be a little awake. I'm sure you're familiar with the feeling. Not quite awake, but also not really asleep. And hypnosis is nothing like sleep. It is a focus, a feeling of for a lot of people, it is a quiet in the mind, although it can also be the feeling of letting go of things that distract. It's difficult to describe, and the feeling is unique for everyone. However, there is one thing that everyone has in common. You can always go a little deeper in trance. No matter how blank, relaxed, drifty you may feel, there's always more to explore. Letting go just a little more. Letting your mind and body relax even further. Allowing the state of hypnosis to spread and intensify in every part of your body. An induction is but one of the ways to begin. And I guess there is somewhere where we should start. Although, you may have found yourself drifting in and out of attention as I describe the various things that hypnosis can do. And if so, well done. And if not, you might be curious what else there is. And there is a lot. So many different ways to reach for that state, to drift into it, to fall in trance, to drop deeper. But there's also this feeling of awareness, of waking, of wanting to know what happens. And maybe you can let go easily. Maybe you're one of the people with a powerful imagination that with just a few words allows a trance to settle in your mind. And it may make the rest of all of this even more powerful. Or perhaps you're someone who has a lot of thoughts. Thoughts that happen. It's not like this happens intentionally, it's just sort of there. From the fantastic to the literal. From structured to, I guess, chaos is the right word. It doesn't matter how your mind behaves or doesn't. Hypnosis is a state that is natural to the human body and the mind. For now, we can begin with something as simple as a focus. Imagine looking at your hand, or if you prefer, actually look at your hand. And focus on the very center of your palm. Just imagine or actually hold it a little in front of you so you can comfortably stare at the center of your palm. Now imagine, or actually do, feel that there's something in your hands that you would like to hold. Maybe a ball or a similar shape that would feel comfortable to just gently squeeze. At the same time, allow yourself, your hand, your body to stay in the same position, as if what you're squeezing is pushing back. Can you imagine or feel the sensation in your hand as you focus there, and notice the different forces against each other, both squeezing tight and feeling it not move, as if you're trying to close your hand, and understanding deep inside that trying implies not doing. If you're trying to stay awake, you're struggling to keep your eyes open. If you're trying to think, your mind is drawing a blank. If you're trying to focus, your thoughts are just fuzzy and drifting all over the place. If you're trying to close your hand, you can feel your hand focused on the feeling. Or maybe you're simply imagining it, allowing the instructions of a voice to guide your body into a state that is called trance. And it becomes hypnosis because of the guidance, slowly helping your body and mind a little deeper. And right now you can let your hand, both mentally and physically, drop. You may notice how nice it feels to relax. The sensation of your body settling, finding a way to be comfortable. And it is fine to let yourself settle, to adjust, to make your body even more comfortable as the different layers of trance guide you deeper. Maybe you'd like to adjust, or perhaps your body is already in a perfect position to relax. Would you like to wake for a moment before I drop you back down again? Or would you like to slip deeper into trance without even thinking? Wouldn't you not want to avoid going even deeper into trance? Or would you prefer to give in to the nice feelings and let go? The further you go into trance, the more enjoyable, relaxing, and easy it becomes. It's a little like practice. Once your body and mind sort of implicitly understand the feeling that is here, that you may be looking for, wanting to experience, it happens more easily. Even as you try to wake and then drop again, maybe going deeper into trance without even thinking, you can always go a little deeper, let go a bit more. And sometimes you just want more, more, more. More trance, more relaxation, more emptiness. So So it's okay to awake for a moment as you try to return to some form of awareness, and then take a deep breath and maybe let go. That could be another nice moment to drop a little deeper or to feel yourself relax. Maybe your body is adjusting to help you become even more comfortable, or perhaps you've already found the perfect place to be comfortable. And maybe your mind is already finding itself blissfully blank. Or perhaps there are little thoughts here and there just waiting to go a little deeper. And you're doing really well. Everything you feel is as it should be. And you can always adjust. It is normal to help yourself to become more comfortable. It is natural to adapt the words that I'm saying in a way where they feel right to you. You have your mind, your thoughts, even as they disappear and dissipate, drifting as you go a little deeper in and out of trance. It's as easy as breathing. And maybe you're aware of your own unawareness, or perhaps it just happens naturally. For some people, trance is a thing that happens. It's almost like certain words are said or a possibility is given. Comfort spreads, a blankness becomes a blanket across your mind. And then trance just sort of occurs. A drop drifting deeper, a mind. And for others, it may be the slow silencing of thoughts, where distractions drift and moments melt into other moments, time becoming one of those things that no longer really matters. Seconds could be minutes, minutes could be seconds. Maybe the time you spend going a little deeper disappears so easily from your mind that it can almost feel like a blink, yet refreshing and healing. Then again, sometimes the seconds stretch beautifully on, allowing the deep blankness, the wonderful feeling of going a little deeper to be experienced even more. Such a simple feeling, and yet such a beautiful, complex creation. As you go a little deeper, a drop perhaps taking you down, or maybe just listening without thinking for a while, thoughts skipping ahead until there's nothing left and there's only the in and out of breathing, the mindless blankness remains. Going in and out of trance, it's as easy as breathing, as natural as a thought and the blankness afterwards. So maybe try to wake a little and feel that feeling flowing through you until you drop down again even more. Perhaps it's even easier than before. Or maybe you're unaware of how much your mind is listening. Maybe you remember momentarily imagining your hand as you looked at it. Maybe all of it just fades away into a blissful blankness that creates a cozy blanket around your mind. So in a moment I'm going to use a word, one that can easily be viewed as a lovely excuse to go a little deeper. Drop. Falling deeper into trance, letting go. Drop. Such a simple word that echoes and guides. Well, normally such an innocent word in the right context is just as easy to let your thoughts go and drop into trance. And as your body finds comfort or is guided to comfort by your own doing, maybe you find the perfect position or have been resting in it for a while. A drop can happen so naturally. And a fascinating aspect of all of this is the different ways your body could react. For some, eyelids flutter and eyes may roll back. For others, their mouth opens in relaxation. For some, there's just this wonderful feeling of heaviness sinking down. And for others, there's a lightness that can almost feel like flying, drifting, floating away. And all of it can go a little deeper, drifting into the state more, more, more. More trance, more relaxation, more comfort, more blankness. Perhaps I could do a countdown where every number somehow finds its way through your mind and guides you to an even deeper state. It could all happen automatically. Your body, your mind, simply going with the flow as you feel. Possibly observe or let go. Blankness, blissful drifting. 10. Allow. Two. One. every time. It becomes easier the more you practice, the more you do. A drop, a simple, innocent drop. And your body and mind can find their own perfect place of comfort and care. And the more you allow yourself to settle in that state, the easier it can become. This file will end, and if my voice follows, you can remain nice and deep, or perhaps a little deeper. Otherwise, you'll find yourself naturally awake and refreshed, and alert and recovered, at your own pace whenever you're ready. However, for now you can just relax and enjoy. Well done. And enjoy.